Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah. I'm gonna need all the females to report to the dance floor right now.
Call me back in 5 minutes. Just wait longer.
Like right now, you're checking out your boy DJ Smell So Good, the CEO of Wrecking the Game Entertainment.
Let's go. Throw it back, 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 mama. Hit your boy on the track, mama. Young flow got the whole club packed, mama. Lil mama got an ass so thick, so make a nigga wanna spend cash on it. I pay for it, I pay for it. Can I buy you a drink? I pay for it. Six shots of Patron, get up in the zone.
Damn, lil mama can't leave you alone.
Look at lil mama with the big old booty, looking real good with her and a doobie. Shorty so clean with a fresh pair of Gucci. Back on the scene, I'm a fiend for the coochie. Oochie, coochie, la la la. Big old booty, ah ah ah. So many hoes in the club on swole. Throw it back, mama, don't dance on the pole.
Throw it back, mama, throw it back, 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 throw it back.
When you throw that ass on me, you can throw that pussy on me.
Yeah. Call me out back in 5 minutes. Just wait longer.
Yeah, she getting loose like a rubber band. Yeah, got them jeans stretched out like a rubber man. Okay. Shouted twerking like she trying to get hurt. Whoa. Shouted wet dog, she make it rain when she twerk. I came on the perk, I'm leaving on a sex week. Shouted got fat lips, I am a neck bang. I got green, making thunder and lightning. Got your local weather man out here trying to fight me.
Let's go.
Shouted, I ain't jacking, I'm watching. Make everybody hit the flow when she popping. Fully automatic, she popping and popping. Good. She ain't got a girl, she poppin' the door for hood. Walked up on the light, shoutin' what's good. Got the wife inside, but I beat it real good. That, it was a rap. Shoutin' whispered in my ear, diamond low from the back.
Throw it back, 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 throw it back.
When you throw that ass on me, you can throw that pussy on me. When you throw that ass on me.
Throw it back, mama. I got nothing but fact, mama. I make it rain and I ain't in the trap, mama. I make it pour, act my dogs. Frontin' assholes, we ain't fuckin' with y'all. Four, pack, the boys, pack. Little mama with the skirt, we a dog. At, and I can care less, we a dog. Yeah, but I really wanna see you shake all that. Big, fat, thick, ass, slim, waist. Pretty in the face. Look a little mama, goddamn, she straight. Look a little mama, goddamn, she straight. Can I grab that, smack that, later on, smash that, work that, twerk that. Till you gotta hurt back, flip that. Kitty cat, oh, with the rigid rap. No, it's only right, young flow, get rid of that.
Throw it back, 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 throw it back.
When you throw that ass on me, you can throw that pussy on me. When you throw that ass on me, when you throw that pussy on me,
it'll behave. Yeah, baby. Yeah.
I'm gonna take a bite.
We ride till the motherfucking sun comes up. We gon' keep on pushing with them blunt rolled up. Gotta keep it gangster, gotta keep it 100. Keep that shit moving, man, get your money. Claim your hood, rep your set. Stack them dollars, cash them checks. Get it how you get it, man, live how you live. Only thing on your mind should be handling beer. They know we're here, we ain't going nowhere now. Straight up records in your town. Down. Don't be boning my turf, I'ma keep it burning. East side of the day, man, home of the tank. If you try to get fucked, yes, you will get sprayed. These dudes around here, man, they don't play. They don't follow any rules, they do shit their way. Straight low records, man, we push it to the limit. We gon' keep on hustling till our money's to the ceiling. We ride till the motherfucking sun comes up. We gon' keep on pushing with them blunts rolled up.
On a blunt and counting my bills, tripping on my life, man, this shit is real. I got hoes, I got dollars, I got every drug you need. I even seen things that you'll never want to see. Handling my business and you know it's a must. Trying to get in my way, you'll see the bottom of my truck. Don't even try to disrespect. Straight low records in the house and you know we breaking neck. We taking over the scene when we hit the building. The ladies all jockeying and I got the feeling. Buying out the bar, that's what I do best. When you're a boss in your city, you can't settle for less. Handling your business and putting some work. And if a fool got problems, you better leave them in some dirt.
We ride till the motherfucking sun comes up. We gon' keep on pushing with them blunts rolled up.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about. Hey, everybody. Everyone in the chat room, Nitty Net, Goofy Bone, I love y'all. Thank you for coming through. Smelly's not here yet. I'm going to have to actually kick his ass. But I got my girlfriend here with me tonight. Her name is Stacey. Say hi, Stacey.
Hi.
I just thought I'd include her so we can entertain you. But, yeah, we need some callers. Goofy, Natty, call. Say hello to my friend. Say hello to me. But this show is dedicated to you, Goofy, because you're not allowed to leave. We're going to miss you too much. But we understand. We do understand that you have to do what you got to do with the album and stuff. It's going to be hot. I'm going to absolutely love it. And I'm going to interview you. I'm telling you, I'll pay you $10,000 for it too. Anyway, oh my goodness. Oh, Nitty Net, why not? That's right, you're at work, aren't you? That's all good. But anyway, we might get into some more music maybe. Might play something that I like. And, not yet. Anyone got any requests? Maybe not. Do you have a request? Stacey? I don't know. What do you want to hear? said she smoked some weed. Let's put that on.
Oh, this one?
Yeah.
You want to put that one on?
Yeah. If you want to play.
All I'm saying, you gotta enjoy your motherfucking life. That's all the fuck I'm saying. Enjoy your goddamn life. Life is fucking short. Enjoy that shit. Some of y'all just need to smoke some weed and see if it don't help the quality of your motherfucking life. I know, I see some of y'all. Look, I understand. If you ain't smoking weed because you got a good job, then by all means, make your paper, boo-boo. But if you ain't got no job and you not smoking weed, I don't know what the fuck you are doing with your life. I really don't. I really don't. Don't give me that shit about it's a drug. It ain't no motherfucking drug. I done the research. It's just a plant. It just grows like that. And if you just happen to set it on fire, there are some effects. But that's not the same as drugs. Drugs, you got to do shit to it chemically. You got to add baking soda, water, stir it up. I don't know the recipe. I'm just saying. It's some shit you got to do to it. Well, why the fuck is it legal? I don't know. Aspirin is perfectly legal, but if you take 13 of them motherfuckers, it'll be your last headache. Long as you've been living, you ain't never heard of a motherfucker overdose on marijuana. You might have thought that nigga was dead. He ain't dead. He gonna wake up in 30 minutes, hungry enough to eat up everything in your house. That's a side effect. Hungry, happy, and sleepy. That's it. Don't testify. I'm just saying, if your life is fucked up, you need weed. Weed is put on this earth for niggas on the struggle, niggas on the grind. There is a chemical in weed that's called fucking. And if you can just get that in your system, it could change your life. Some of y'all be crying about bills you can't pay. Just, I don't know what I'm going to do about this light bill. They want the whole thing. They don't want a piece of it, a deposit. Just hit the blunt one time and see if it don't change your perception of what's important in your life. You just, I don't know what I'm going to do about this life. Fuck them goddamn lights. I got 12 candles. I've been waiting to burn them bitches.
That was hot. I'm going to play a song now. I think I might play Ashwood, Make a Toast, and hopefully Smelly calls up soon and can entertain us a little bit more. Oh.
Ish, nothing like it. Woo! I like to make a toast to everybody that believed in me. Came a long way, it wasn't easy. I like to make a toast to all the people that gave me help. They seen a kid trying to do it himself. I like to make a toast to my family for giving support. Had my back all the battles I fought. I like to make a toast to myself, cause this my year. Ashwood, I'm here, stay cheered. I done put it down all across Florida.
Yep.
Time to move on, taking trips to Georgia.
Go.
A few shows, did me a favor.
Uh-huh.
Now my name busting all through Decatur. Before I go down, I put up a fight. I'm out in Dade County,
yeah,
trying to find open mic.
That's real.
No nonsense. Google Ashwood.
Good.
Leave comments.
Yep.
Need the feedback. No sleep. You know what I go by. Shout out to Shea Boogie Networking and NY.
What up, Shea?
The next step though. My man Silk got my mixtape floating all through the West.
What up, Silk?
Tyree got me live in DC. Progression. About to drop the DVD. It's no half-stepping. Check my SoundClick page. Get my whole collection. I like to make a toast to everybody that believed in me. Came a long way, it wasn't easy. I like to make a toast to all the people that gave me help. They seen a kid trying to do it himself. I like to make a toast to my family for giving support. Had my back all the battles I fought. I like to make a toast to myself, cause this my year. Ashwood, I'm here, stay cheers. May I have a word with all the labels? Back in 01, probably see me on cable.
BT.
Thought about quitting, but I kept spitting.
Uh-huh.
Now I'm making beats.
slash engineering. Clean you up, who's the first contestant?
Uh-huh.
Independent thing, making wise investments.
Bob Whitman,
this my story.
Uh-huh.
I holla at Sin for the puff party.
What up, Sin?
If the people ain't hype yet, I tore down
shows.
Even when they messed up my mic check,
yep.
The show must go on, relax. Even under pressure, I pull a rabbit out the hat. I'm the musician. See the competition,
yep.
Kapoof, disappear. Ashwood is the truth,
the truth.
I got the sound that'll raise the roof.
Uh-huh.
Hey, yo, Swagger, pass me the goose.
I like to make a toast to everybody that believed in me. Came a long way, it wasn't easy.
I like to make a toast to all the people that gave me help. They seen the kid trying to do it himself.
I like to make a toast to my family for giving support. Had my back all the battles I fought.
I like to make a toast to myself, cause this my year. Ashwood, I'm here, say cheers.
Okay, so that was Johnny with Shake It. Hi, Goofy Bone. Hello.
Hello.
Hi. How you doing?
What
station do you want it to be?
Is this wrecking the game? Wrecking the game radio.
It really, really is. And me and my girl are here. I don't know, man. I want to kick his ass for real.
Okay,
I have no idea where he is.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, Goofy Bone is going to be absent out of the Blog Talk community for about a month, maybe a little bit more. But I am planning a return date, which is July 27th, which is a Monday. And that day, I will have a show, and I will have, and I will represent our album that's coming out, Straight Loke Records presents Welcome to Our Club. And then, yeah, that's it.
Well, you're definitely going to be missed, baby.
But see, the thing is that I'm going to be gone from Blog Talk. I'm not going to be on anyone's shows. I'm not going to be on, you know. I mean, I may occasionally, you know, say what's up to Smelly once in a while, so he'll give you an update about me. But as of communication with everybody, I'm going to be gone. All ties are cut. I need 114% dedication to our album. And I mean, it's just all work. No play. So, yeah.
Fair enough.
It's not fair to my homeboys and my record company, which is Bruce LBX, In the Sky, and all the little ones that are coming up, Method Mike and everybody. It's not fair for me to, you know, because I really put this thing on hold. So that's why I got to just say, okay, I'm going to stop everything, and this is what we're going to do. We're going to get to work, and that's it. And believe me, these guys are hungry. They're actually standing outside ready to fucking work.
Really?
And, yeah.
You definitely you need to do what you got to do, you know what I mean?
Exactly.
And I'm sure everyone understands that. You know,
exactly.
This is your future, do you know what I mean?
Exactly.
It could open up doors and opportunities for you, and you need to do that.
Okay, hold on, everybody. Just hold on. Play a song. I'll be right back.
Okay. So, me and Stacey are just sitting here chilling. Just want to give a quick shout out to Easy Rider and to Neddy Nair and Goofy Bone, who are all in the chat room. And I think I might play another song. All right. If the switchboard wants to work again. Oh my goodness, this is terrible. We need Smelly here. All right, I'm going to play my boys. Use your time.
Yeah.
Okay, that was your time. Your car, nigga. Get at me. Hello.
Hey, the fuck you been?
Hello.
Stupid, I'm not telling this nigga to give me your damn number.
Man, you with that bullshit. Oh, I don't know all that. Oh, hold on, baby. My bad. Hold on.
That's okay.
Oh, you know, we pulling cake.
Is Smelly back?
Oh, there you go. Yeah, I think he in the room.
954.
Oh, that's Vice Grip. Blessed love.
Hi, Vice.
Blessed love each and every day and each and every time. Blessed love to you guys. You understand know what I'm saying? I don't know what I say. I'm blessing while Vice Grip I communicate with you guys. You understand know what I'm I am so blessed to be your friend. Yeah. I don't know. So, like I say, a unity, I do it still. You understand what I'm saying? Unity is strength. Unity is power. You understand? United we stand and divided we fall. We are united now. So you don't know. So, we got to be strong when we unite. Peace, love, and unity. How you doing, Natasha? How you doing, Mr. DJ Smith? So good, Goofy, and the whole nine yard. How you guys doing, man?
Well, I'm just calling in like you.
I've been on the phone for 15 minutes now.
Oh yeah. Oh okay. That's what's up. Yeah, I just looked back at the clock and I was like, oh shit. Got to call into the fucking show. Goddamn show's running. My bad, people. Thank you, Mr. Tasha, Triple X, super duper. Sexy special calls, you know what I'm saying? Well, she hosting y'all. She hosting for the show today. You know what I'm saying? She's a HIT hosting
I've got my friend with me here as well. Her name's Stacy. Say hi to Stacy.
Oh, yeah, big ups. What, she from Macedonia too?
No, she's Australian. Oh. Hello.
Oh, well, good day, mate. Sheila.
How you doing, David?
Yeah, you know you violated already. You already just became friends with me instantly.
Hey, Timmy, so good.
Yeah.
I would like to tell you that I'm going to have a guy from out of New York calling on the show live. You know, he set up international television shows. You understand what I'm saying? He do live video all over the world. So I'm going to have him call in a bit. You understand what I'm saying? So yeah, I want you guys to listen out for him at any time now.
Okay, that's what's up. Are you going to call to the show?
He's going to call to the show. I'm going to have him call to the show. I'll tell him about you, you know. So you're going to call in any time now, okay? So you don't know what they do.
Well, what, he on major television or what? Online television, what are you on?
Television, not online, both, not only online, you do both, television.
Oh, yeah.
Do live shows, you know, for artists, movie stars, you name it all. You're going to come on the phone, so give me a few minutes. I'll be back.
All right, that's what's up.
All right, good.
Okay. And we've got...
Hey, did my camera freeze?
Oh, yeah, but it's gone.
No.
I'm still moving.
Huh?
Yeah, you still moving, baby.
Yeah.
Say hi to your friend for me.
She can hear you. Hey.
Oh, hi, friend.
Yeah, she already in a bad way. She's up.
Yeah, you violated. You're not supposed to say that, girl. We all have names.
What I'm finna do? Cause see, I got Wi-Fi right now. And I'm finna log on, and I'm finna show you why you never do that. So I gotta make an example out your friend. Sorry, Tyson. I gotta make an example out your friend real quick.
Hey, what about my refrigerator? What about my refrigerator in the back, Smelly?
Yeah, nah. Hold on. We're all going to this shit. Yeah,
we have another caller as well.
Who instructed you to
we have another
use that info? But this is the DJ Smell So Good show, and DJ Smell So Good is what goes.
What?
So you do know my name, but please do not ever use my name again on my radio show. And that's addressed to Miss Stacy.
We have to say, hello, DJ Smell So Good, and hello, well, Goofy Bone.
To all those beautiful women that are viewing me on the webcam, I love y'all.
And there went Natasha's webcam. So I guess it's for Nettie.
Wait, wait. Oh, mine froze up, baby. Okay. Here.
Oh, you guys still there? Okay. Well, then.
You see what happens?
Yeah.
Can't see your friend's face. Exactly. Get motherfucking shit started up in here. Now, the next step is the goddamn hang up button.
Hey, good, Brian.
Now, I'm bringing them back in.
Mm-hmm. Okay, 210.
Who the hell is 210?
That's Mouse.
I don't know.
Oh, you got your friend next to you. She must be at the house.
She's right next to her.
Oh, you know, party time.
My girlfriend's here with you, Smelly.
Yeah, I just said that. That's why I'm going to put both of y'all on me. There we go.
Hey,
that's
what
I got to say in there.
Obviously.
Let us say in there so we can have our conversation. I got to go ahead and make my point. You know, I meant to do that to your friend, but since I couldn't do it to your friend, your ass on mute. That will happen to you, Stacey, if that ever happens again. All right, we're gonna bring the host back in now. We're gonna bring the host back in.
Oh, okay. I didn't even know who was on mute and who wasn't.
Hey, you know, I ain't fucking with him, man.
Hey, Smelly.
Yeah, man, what to do?
Hey, man, I appreciate you riding up this show, man. But, man, you making me sound like I'm going to die or something.
Oh, yeah, dude, I get info. Oh, nah, hey, well, you know. That brings more attention to the show. What's wrong? You know how everybody wants. What's wrong? What happened?
I know. No, I've gotten some emails. I've gotten some emails.
Damn, bro.
Yeah. No, because I've been announcing it all week, and then everybody's, like, I've been getting some emails like, what the hell? What's going on? Is it drama? I'm like, nah. I got to finish up what I started.
No, that.
And, you know,
Tasha,
all the music.
Tasha got her koala boots on?
Who? Who got koala shoes on?
That was Natasha got on. She got a koala boots on.
Well, if those of y'all saw me on the webcam, I fucking lost the phone, but I caught it.
Hell no.
I don't have my koala boots on.
I'm talking about.
I wear kangaroo
shoes. Oh, yeah.
Hey, Tasha.
Go to who?
Tasha. Hey, Mouse is in the chat room, and she told me to tell you that she doesn't like you.
Oh, fuck that. Say what?
No, I'm just playing. She told me to tell you say hi.
I didn't catch what you said, but I was going to have to log back on and get some chicken over there. I just don't know, but I ain't see what happened just there. I went through half of here and came out the other hole here. You know what I mean?
Hey, everybody, Mouse is my co-host, and, you know, I'll give her the option. If she wants to run the show for a month, I'll give her that option. But, I mean, I don't know if she wants that kind of responsibility.
Hey, it's a tough job. Y'all think it sounds easy? Tasha, is it easy?
I'm sorry?
What the hell is you doing over there?
Is it easy? We are doing nothing.
Uh-oh.
No, it's 12 in the morning. There are two women doing 12:30 in the morning. Yeah,
well, this is 12:30 at night.
Who that was?
Everybody listen up. For those of y'all who don't know.
Oh, shit. I'm in the chair. I got to hang up. Hold up.
Oh.
Okay.
Oh, what happened?
Yeah, we can hear you.
Okay, anyways, what happened to Smelly?
Yeah, I had to put the phone down. You know, we got the sheriffs and police riding around in the street giving out tickets and shit.
Look at him.
All right, we've got
more
calls. Like me the other day. Hey, check this out. Check this out, Smelly. Me the other day, I was fucking right next to a cop, and I was just there sparking it up. And then until I looked to the left, there was a cop, and he looked at me, and I just waved at him, and he just kept going. But I still smoke my blunt, ladies and gentlemen.
Come on.
Hey, but everybody, check this out. I need to leave Blog Talk for about a month so I could finish up recording my album. And, I mean, I know it's a couple songs, but believe me, Mo Blue should know it's a lot of work. And shout out to that fine-ass Mo Blue.
Because you got other people involved in the project. That's why I tell you, if it was just you going in the booth and laying it down, that's one thing. But you got to bring everybody else in there to make that album.
Exactly.
A success. So you got to work around they shit, and they got to work around you.
Yep.
You got to take that time out, man. If you really want to get some shit done, you have to do that because, I mean, you see how much time this Blog Talk shit takes up.
Oh, it does. It takes time. Ask Tasha. We had a whole fucking segment.
Oh,
a whole fucking.
Going by y'all got to hold on.
Okay. Well, quit announcing it. Motherfuckers right. Could hear you. Shit.
If they see you by the car out on the phone, they will pull your ass over and give you a ticket.
Oh, my God.
They pulled the damn host on our little popular jazz station down here. Yeah, they pulled her ass over on going on the way to work in the morning time because she said she was going to put it on speakerphone to use the phone, right?
Mm.
And they pulled her ass over. She gave us $70-something ticket.
That's crazy. Nah, but everybody, yeah, I gotta finish up my album, and you know, it's gonna be something. I mean, y'all heard some of my music. Actually, there's one song I think or two that's probably on the album, but everything else, it's just music that we play around with. But No, Stacking to the Ceiling. That's gonna be on the album. The one with the chicks in the beginning with the voicemail.
Yeah,
that one's gonna be on the album. And then
what's going down, baby? Bust your head.
What's really going down beside your head? That's what she said. But anyways, But yeah, you know, I'm going to miss every single one of y'all because everyone is my family. I mean, it goes from I Be the Wise One to Mouse to Mo to Easy to Nettie, Smelly, Tasha, and even Tasha's friend who violated her first words.
First day
of Blog
on the show.
Talk.
I mean, damn. Her first word on Blog Talk. You didn't train your friends to come on here and act right? Hell to the no.
That's why I never give out my name, and I'm dead serious. I'll tell y'all
some
names.
Shout out to Lena G, you know what I'm saying? Shout out to Lena, you know. She do love and respect here. We don't go there no more.
I mean, I'll give y'all a fake name to call me, but I mean, you'll never get my real name. Because it's...
Is it Steven?
What? Is it what? No, my name ain't funny or anything like that. My name's actually sexy.
Prince.
But, nah,
no. My name's sexy.
I just don't give that kind of information out. Because... I mean, I've had stalkers, and I've actually had people where I've actually had to nearly kill, spend 8 months in jail beating up somebody that was actually trying to stalk me.
Wow.
And I'm dead serious. Stalking me, why? Because of jealousy. Hating on me. You know, and one day I got a motherfucking tip that he was motherfucking, you know, out my house, like fucking staking out my house every other day. So I sat there and I watched him. I watched his ass fucking watch me. So what I did was I hopped the fence. And then I went into the back neighbor's yard, because on their side is another street. So all I had to do was just walk that street all the way around, like behind him. And I batted that motherfucker to death. 3:30 in the motherfucking morning.
Oh, yeah, he deserved that. 3:30?
3:30 in the motherfucking morning. He was watching me, Smelly. Straight up watching me. He was always, this motherfucker was jealous because, I mean, you know, shit. You know, he was a fucking good-looking guy. I'm not going to sit there and say, oh, he was fine, but no, he was good-looking. But the problem was, every chick that he messed around with, somehow my name had to be, you know, mentioned. And it fucking drove this guy nuts. And I'm dead serious. It's like, what the fuck did I do to you? Besides, fuck bitches that you fuck. Just because they say, oh, Goofy Bone this and oh, Goofy Bone that, don't mean you gotta hate me. It's like, fuck, motherfucker, I get around too. I've heard your name a couple times, but it's like, it ain't gonna rile me up. Just competition.
We're going to have talkers in a minute.
But nah, I had that motherfucker, I swear. That fool with the, and they said, because one of the chicks that was his lady, you know, I had a private affair, but fuck, she told me that he would write shit down about me, like how to be better than me.
And then I'm like, oh my fucking God. I don't do no shit like that. Crazy. I mean, when you're doing dirt, there is no fucking evidence. You don't write motherfucking details down.
Out.
Oh, yeah, you hit me on the park bench today. You got to hit me on the park bench. What kind of shit is that?
It's like, fuck. The funny thing is, and this is before I even said that I was a rapper. This was just me in the club messing around with ladies, you know, doing my thing every fucking week. This is just a regular person. They just can't stand me because there's somebody that he thought, oh, this is a new girl that I'm going to attack. And for somehow, some way, she knows me. It's like, fuck, man. I can understand his frustration. It's like, fuck, I would hate hearing myself too. But you got to live in the world that we live in, and it's just sometimes people get around. Straight up. Well, that's what you're talking, baby.
In.
That's a day in the life of Goofy Bone. And like fucking B Encourage told me that I should write a book. Fuck, I would have like 60 to 70 fucking novels. I got so many stories to fucking tell. And all have to deal with either hating me, either loving me, or me being a little fucking crazy, drunk, psycho hoe out in the street.
Well, guess what, brother? I don't want to hear that shit on this show.
I can. I ain't no Fabio. I'll give you the one night standards. Ain't no love stories here. But yeah.
No, you say Fabio. No.
Okay, I'm interrupting for a minute because we've got like a gazillion callers. So we've got 210-646-954 and 208. You're all 208. Unmuted.
208. Mo Blue! I met just last night. No, wait a minute, wait. That's IB Wise. My bad. Sorry, IB. My bad.
208's IB.
Yeah.
Hello, everybody. Sorry, y'all had to hear some
Trying to get these area codes down. You know what I'm saying? Make y'all feel VIP and shit. You know what I'm saying?
Now, what happens if I call a 702?
That's IB Wise.
Then I still wouldn't know. All I know is that 208. I'm trying to learn area codes, but.
Well, 702 is Vegas.
All that's Vegas. 702-208.
Yeah, all day.
But that's my private line. I don't use that except for special people.
Oh, well, fuck you too then, dog. You know what I'm saying? You telling me, nigga, I ain't gonna never see the fucking 702, dog? That what you telling me? It's like that?
No.
Hold on, what's my motherfucking mute button? What's my mute button?
You lucky I ain't on that. Love you, Mouse.
When my minutes is free, you'll see it.
I love it.
Oh, yeah, true that. Oh, okay. That's your cell phone line.
Yeah.
Oh, y'all ain't got no Boost Mobile or Metro type shit out now?
Yeah, they got Metro.
I don't use Boost Mobile, man. I use Verizon. You know
what I'm saying? Oh, yeah. You keep telling me that. We've got people. We got people. Where the fuck did they get that from? Stealing shit. Stop stealing motherfucking slang. Thompson, we got people. Y'all ain't know what the fuck no people's was. Till y'all heard us say that shit. Thompson, motherfucking people. Man, shit all over the damn.
Are you advertising for Boost Mobile now?
Not really.
I'm
on Boost Mobile, but these motherfuckers, they service. If I get dropped one more time, let's tell you how much advertising I'm finna do for them. Fucking piss mobile. Fuck that shit. All man.
Right, what's really going on?
You gotta give us a report. They ain't fired it today. Your day for a report.
I don't like what I'm seeing, man. What I'm seeing is Goofy Bone going somewhere.
Oh yeah, man, yeah, brother. That's the other thing. He ain't signed no field trip forms or shit. He just fuck it, I'm gone. You know what I'm saying? You got to sign a field trip form, fill out the W-10 form, so we can claim taxes on you while you're gone and shit. And then and then you got to put in your missing child report. We can put you on the milk part.
Hey, look, Goofy, lay your head on my shoulder and tell me what the problem is.
That don't even sound right coming from a man, brother.
No, well, no. I can't do it.
Stand next to me, dog, and tell me what's up. I mean, I accept that, but all that. Lay your head on the shoulders.
I just want to know what's going on, man. Families get close, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I ain't talking about hugging and kissing and feeling each other's ass or nothing like that.
This ain't a drama session, though. This ain't about drama. This is a good thing. This is a positive movement that you know what I'm saying? Hopefully each and every one of us can take one day up, you know?
Maybe that is a good thing, but you don't just completely leave your family behind.
Oh no! But sometimes you got shit.
Even if you just
like I said, Smelly will have updates.
Name ain't Smelly.
Yeah, I know. That's why you gotta be in tune to the Trilateral Commission, because the story continues. I gotta disappear just for a little bit. And like I said, fam. Smelly will have updates, but it's just like me. All you guys are going to need to know is me working 24/7 in the studio, and I'm dead serious.
I got to say about that, Goofy, handle your business.
I got to handle my business.
That's all. Handle your business. Mother had them, mother love them, and fuck them. Anybody else that
I'm saying,
what you're doing, let them go.
You gonna be in the studio though, right? So if I happen to come there, I mean, I'm fine.
If you happen to come here, Smelly, with your 18 pounds,
the motherfucking the goddamn the train tickets too fucking high. I ain't thinking about no train or no fucking bus, cause it was 24-hour bus ride from here to goddamn Kentucky. So I'll be down sitting on. We
trying
to get to fucking California.
Hey, Goofy. Only thing you got to worry about is if Smelly come Mexican style.
Start wearing my shirt button all the way down except for at the bottom.
I'm talking about trying to fit your whole goddamn entourage in a Volkswagen.
Well, I got the 18 van, so I got 20 motherfuckers up in that song, bitch. Shit. That ain't a you go, though, like me, right?
Damn. I'll kill, bro. Hey, man, you do what you gotta do, bro. You got your back.
But like I said, I'm gonna come back, and it's gonna be like, wow. A month ain't nothing, everybody. Now, I can understand if I said a couple years, but a month ain't nothing, everybody. It's just a couple days.
You're right, it's not. I tried it. I think I was gone for like 15 minutes.
15 days?
Silk is in town?
I tried it unintentionally when they banned my ass for 15 days.
Hey, but what happened, Smelly? I guess you didn't go to jail. You're doing the show.
Oh, yeah, I had to step off up in there and damn near straighten the lady out because she was talking nonsense. Because the first day I went to court, everybody that was in court with me that had fucking weed and paraphernalia charges, they got offered a 5 days in jail or a week on probation. Only two stupid motherfuckers out of the 20 motherfucking people took the goddamn probation. Everybody else took it in jail. And you know what I'm saying? So this bitch gonna pull me out the goddamn courtroom on top of some. Well, the state is offering 30 days. 30 fucking days for what? I said, man, listen, go ahead, set that off for trial, and when we get to trial, if they ain't talking right at trial, then we'll go ahead and pick a jury, and then you all gonna let the jury decide. Come on, man, I've been in the court system a little too long, man. I don't play no fucking games, and I don't pay for no fucking lawyers. Hell no. I mean, you still lost. If you pay for a lawyer to get you out of some shit, you still lost. They still got the goddamn money out of you. My thing is to use the system like they're using me. So that just means time. You wasted my motherfucking time to come up in here. Well, bitch, I got the time. Thank you, Lord. And I'm going to come and waste it on y'all. I sit up in that bitch, kick my legs up. I do what I do. I'm like, I'm back home. Fuck that shit. Never let them see you sweat. So she told me something. She got written on my little file shit, four motions she could have filed. Well, file the motherfucking motions first before you say anything. They didn't read me my rights before they arrested me. I mean, that case dismissed on top. If you don't get your rights read, don't say you have the right to remain silent, anything you can whatever the fuck, I don't get arrested. That must remember all that shit. But that is the
gist. Yeah, the right to remain silent. Anything you say can and will be used against you in a court of law. You have a right to an attorney, and if you give up that right to an attorney, or you can't afford one, the state will approve. I forgot the rest, but yeah.
Thank you. He just got out, y'all. You ain't no better than me, Nick.
Come on, man.
Just say we're not unfriendly.
Let's just say we're not cops.
or cops, basically. Oh, they don't even know how to say that shit without pulling the little cue cards out. They don't know that, man. They'll pull the cards out right in front of you. Oh, hold on, sir. Hold on. Let me. What it says here. Okay, there we go. Right to remain silent. Motherfucker, that's the first sentence. You can't learn nothing. Man, fuck police, man. That's why they call me FTP, DJ FTP. If you don't like me, for sure. If you don't want to call me smell so good, just call me FTP. Fuck the police. That'll be a better name, goddammit. A better name. Fight the power, baby. That's how we do it.
Well,
but that's what's good. Hey, but still, man, IB, you still had a project to be working on, man.
Oh, yeah.
Because I looked on the website. I found us a website, but the only problem with the website is we don't have no, it ain't no way to do, like, the blogging and shit, like the live chat on the site. And that's the only thing
we got. Is that you broadcast?
Nah, that's some bullshit.
Oh, because you broadcast is bullshit.
Yeah, I download that bullshit. That shit don't even work, man. I don't know what the they talking about. No, not that.
All
that live 365 bullshit.
Yeah, bullshit I went to the whole goddamn thing yesterday and downloaded like 100 tracks and couldn't even open up the fucking player.
What? It said straight up.
Yeah.
Straight up.
After 3.5 hours of downloading music,
I spent
2 days on that shit. I know what he's talking about.
You know, after you get all that done, they got a little section on the side. You click on Go Live, and when you click on Go Live,
don't shit happen.
The page comes up, and then a little box comes up and says you have not entered information about your show. But that little box will not disappear, so you cannot enter no information.
Yeah,
and it damn near freezes your computer.
And then when you reset it and do it all over again, you got to upload the fucking tracks again. And then try to, man, that's some bullshit. That you broadcast
is
some bullshit. So, I went on to, what is it, Trini Digital or something like that, and I emailed them, and they fucking email was wrong. I'm like, how the fuck y'all got a major website advertising for a radio website, and y'all contact email is wrong?
Yeah, we need to get up with Red Shades. one of her buddies, I forgot his name, Jay somebody, but he does a show. He does Talk Shoe and another one. You know, I like to get up on that
Talk Shoe. Yeah, I was on Talk Shoe too, but I said I was on Talk Shoe. But see, Talk Shoe is well, I don't know. I guess it's the same purpose. It's more teleconferencing.
Fuck, you guys really fucking did your homework. I'm really proud of you guys.
Man, your ass gonna come back 30 days later with a whole goddamn corporation set up. Shit.
Well, I hope so.
And the fucking Blog Talk Radio Team Network on and fucking popping. That's what we're trying to get popped off. You know what I'm saying? This summer should be about the teams as far as Blog Talk is concerned.
Yeah, but see, you know what I think we should do? And I'm serious. Broadcast our show into one of the websites. But then have it connected to the Blog Talk so we have the double-double thing, if you know what I mean.
That sounds good, too. But you know what? I think, honestly, we ought to kick Blog Talk to the fucking curb. Period. You see what I'm saying? Because Blog Talk, I mean, supposedly everybody met on Blog Talk, but Blog Talk is having too many goddamn problems, man. It's like, you know, it's the fucking Holocaust all over again. They're setting us up for a fall.
The Holocaust?
Yeah.
Where's the Jews at?
We're the Jews.
Oh, we are?
Yeah. We're the Jews. We're being for real, man.
I'm saying now let me, hey, Tyson. Over in Australia, do y'all have any? Because I know y'all got, like, when y'all go in the searches and shit, they pull up different shit. So I'm gonna need to put some homework on you to do, and look up and try to find us. We gonna need a domain. I went to what the fuck is it called? GoDaddy.com, straight. And they charge like, you know, they got domain space and shit. But I mean, then we have to start from scratch. Versus the other place, the Trinity Digital shit, you know, they'll set you up with everything you need, statistics and all that kind of shit. So we need to find a website that can handle an international audience, plus we can either embed a chat room on the bitch or link the chat room up, you know what I'm saying, to the page. Yeah, but I don't want to give up that chat room. I like that chat room, you know, because you get two different. Some people don't like to talk. Everybody don't like to talk on the phone, so I don't want to.
Yeah, but see, the hardest thing is finding a site that has that telephone connection, because right now Blog Talk is basically the only one that has that call-in feature.
Yeah, but see, listen. All we have to do is get everybody together, and I mean everybody who's really down for this. I mean, did you talk to Sweet and all them?
Man, we trying to form the plan before we can present it to anybody, though.
Right.
Oh, okay.
It is formed up. I mean, we can ask.
No, but I just want to see what kind of support we have so we could put all our change together to really make something happen.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? Yeah.
Because, I mean, you know, a couple of us could only do so much, but if we got everybody together who's willing to make a change.
Yeah. Well, see, now, this is the other thing, because I got Seti on it, too. Now, Seti is on the sponsorship side of it, and he already got he got it on the table where he's talking to Miller Highlife about, you know what I'm saying, shooting us some. You know, shooting up some sponsorship. And if we can get, you know what I'm saying, at least a business plan or whatever, or what we need as far as our online deal, you know what I'm saying, present that to them and be like, look, you know, y'all help us out. You get to put your little banners and all that fuck shit plus commercials, you know what I'm saying, on our show. But that'll only be one sponsor. I mean, we would need a few.
Now what kind of sponsors are we looking at? Just anything?
Anything.
Or do we want to relate it to something?
It has to be an international sponsor, though. I mean,
okay.
Tasha, do they got Miller High Life in Australia?
Did I have what?
Miller High Life. Miller.
I don't know what that is.
It's beer. Beer. Y'all
got
their regular sponsors over here.
Miller's? Okay, well, we've got Miller's, yeah.
Y'all got that raggedy shit over here. Y'all can't have our raggedy bill. What kind of shit is that? force us to drink camel piss and shit. Foster's. It's American for camel piss. Like that shit.
Hey, I want to give a shout out to Mike Henderson, man. I haven't seen that guy in a while.
Yeah, well,
shout out
Mike
to Red
Shade. Been doing the show, though. Yeah, he's been doing the show.
Oh, yeah, he's been doing the show.
Yeah. Come on, man. Ain't no parable. Get your ass out the road. Oh, sorry, y'all. I'm in traffic right now, breaking the law. Breaking the law.
Shouts out to Red Shade.
Yeah, nigga, how many times you going to give us a shout out? Shit. Shouts out to Red Shade.
As many times as
I love Red Shade. I'm sorry.
Shit.
I'm sorry. I love Red Shade. Excuse me.
Shouts out to Red Shade.
Big shout out to Red Shade.
Big shout out to Red Shade. God, shout out to Red Shades. Shout out, Red Shades. Red Shades, you shout
man,
out.
Shut up, man. You're going to get a ticket. Red Shades, you're going to get a ticket.
Yeah.
If he get a ticket, he ain't going to do nothing but stick it in the glove compartment with the other 300.
Hey, you know how I do.
I love Red Shades, and I don't give a damn what anybody says.
Nah, she's the finest graduate, young graduate that we got on Blog Talk.
I'm telling you. Boston, most sexiest little up and coming rapper.
What?
Man, she beautiful.
Uh-oh, barbershop. Okay, barbershop ass.
And Moe's beautiful. And Mouse is beautiful. And Nettie. But my question is, Nettie, what's up with the dollar signs? You got cash or something?
Hey, paper. Paper.
Oh, then she done put the dollar signs around the name. Now.
Hey,
like,
yeah.
She must
hey,
got a raise and
look,
shit.
Did you get a raise or something?
If,
fuck.
Yeah, I got
if
her.
You look up at that name, if you look up at that name with the dollar sign in the front and the dollar sign in the back and net in the middle, does not tell you about that hot Italian blood that's running through there.
Don't tell me that.
Yo, Adrian! Yo! Adrian!
I the phone. I the phone.
I get Adrian.
Oh,
oh
my
man.
God!
I love you! I do this for you! I do this for you! That bitch mouth all fucked up and she's still trying to talk. I love you, Adrian! I love you! Damn, you don't get your bleed ass a fuck off of me? Like, that's what a real woman would have said. Get your nasty ass off of me. I'll let you after the fight. The fuck's going on?
Hey, nah. But you know what? Me and Red Shades got something clicking over here.
Okay. That's probably the cable about to get cut off.
Nah, but I got it. I just got something to say to Mo Blue, to all them Texas women who got their own money. Bring your ass all the way to California, because the men have their own money up here. So our money together, we could be billionaires. And I didn't forget about you, Tasha. So don't even fucking private message me and say that shit.
And you have just heard another episode of Dallas.
I didn't forget about you. I'm just very upset that your friend would do that on the DJ Smell So Good show.
Do what?
Wrecking the game radio.
What did she do?
Oh. We all forget what happened, or was I the only one that was paying attention?
She called him the wrong name by accident.
Yes.
Accident. Keyword.
But you know, a good friend of mine named D.A. Williams told me that there should be no excuse.
Girl, goddamn. All right. Y'all
no
get your ass in the motherfucking road and get hit and you want to. Bitch, you could have closed the door, fat ass. Fuck along with you. Man, you got to pick up the whole fucking road. God, shit, is that so
that's how they do. Hey, bad news for Red Shades.
Yeah, I'm on the radio.
Bad news.
Motherfucking Puerto Ricans, Mexicans, Cubans. Yes, I'm in little motherfucking Havana cussing out motherfucking Cubans and shit. Get your ass out of the goddamn way, Gordito. Shit. I have no idea what the hell y'all talking about right now.
No, that was just random. The dude just asked me, my homeboy Ryan, he just asked me, was I live on the radio? I said, yeah. So I had to let y'all know why I'm live on the radio, because I'm live from Little Havana in Tampa, Florida. You know how they segregate people and shit. All the Mexicans and Cubans move down, and they try to bunch together, you know. So that's why you got to start calling. Like, you go down to Miami, and they got the little Cuba and shit, you know what I'm saying? Well, we got Little Havana down here. So that's why I'm lost at. Lost in Little Havana. Smell like Spanish rice and black beans ever fucking well. But shout out to him. All right. What the fuck? Everybody waiting on me to say something?
Hey. Hope me and Red Shays can continue to be friends, even though I hate Boston Red Sox with a passion.
That me cutting out or you cutting out?
I like to line them all up and shoot them down like ducks.
Skate, 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 skate.
No.
Put your friend on the violator on the phone. The violator. Violator's on the phone. Where you at?
Oh, Lord. Hello.
Oh. Hello, violator number one. Hello.
Hello.
Are you there?
Hey. TJ? Hey, TJ?
What's going on?
TJ. Hello?
Hello back.
Hello, hey. It's in New York. Hey.
All right.
Hey,
hold up, man. We got like seven people on the line. What everybody want? Y'all calling into the show, what y'all want?
Hey, TJ Smell?
Who is this?
Hey, this is Dennis.
Dennis Brown?
Hey.
What's up, man?
Hey, man. Hey, I'm calling from New York, man.
Oh, snap. Well, okay, what's that? It's like MDOT people, isn't it?
That's cool, man. Listen, my friend Vice Script told me to give you guys a buzz, man.
Oh, you're the TV producer for the TV show.
Yeah, man, that's me.
Oh, that's what's happening. What's that going
on? What's going on?
Oh, you ain't
doing good,
man.
Huh?
You Jamaican?
Yeah, listen, I'm just I'm a music video director up in New York City.
That's what that is.
Little pictures, and we're getting ready to do some work with Vice Script, man.
What?
Thanks.
Well,
so,
we here at Vice Grip's number one fan and number one radio show and supporter.
Yes,
and anybody who's affiliated with Vice Grip gets that same VIP treatment.
All right, man. Well, listen, we've been shooting a lot of music videos in New York for a lot of new artists that we're going to be redirecting to your show.
Okay.
I want you guys to look out for Young Lion. This kid just got signed to Affluent Records. Young Lion, and he's burning up the charts over here in New York right now, man.
Reggae?
Looking for this kid, young kid called Young Lion.
No, I'm saying he sings reggae, or what is he?
Yeah, he does reggae, but he's mostly hip hop.
Okay, okay.
Yeah, he's hot.
One thing I haven't seen coming out of the industry though is young reggae artists. Where are the young reggae artists? Not hip hop. I mean, like strictly reggae.
Well, this guy, this kid is it. This kid is like tearing it up, man. You're gonna see.
Okay,
when I get your email, I'm gonna send you the tracks, the music.
You got the whole. I'll get to you right now. I can give you my email right now though. If you want to write it down, if you don't mind.
What is your email address?
It's Smelly, SMELLY.
Okay.
BTR, it's Smelly BTR, @ live.com, LIVE .com.
Okay, so Smelly BTR @live.com.
Yeah.
All right. I'm going to send it to you. Yeah, man. We're doing about, shout about maybe 75 music videos already. There's a lot of artists. New York.
Now, what we do is if you send it to me now on the phone, I got to know. Actually, it's like three. Well, I don't know. It's a bunch of us. Everybody on the phone right now actually knows, and they ain't even listening. So, I mean, when you send the tracks to me, I send the tracks to California. I send the tracks to Las Vegas. I send the tracks all over the studio, so that's where my host is from, Mr. Posh Triple X. So, I mean, if you're really looking for some serious promotion, I mean, I'm going to ask you to send me the tracks. If you're looking for me just to listen to the music, I'm going to ask you not to send me the tracks.
Well, when you hear the track, you're going to want to play it. You're going to want to promote it. It's really hard.
Yeah.
It's kind of deal with a lot of hot artists right now, young, old, you know, hip-hop, reggae, R&B, soul, gospel. We just finished doing a video with this gospel artist, A$AP Womack, out of New Jersey. He's hot right now, and as I said before, I'm gonna let them know about your show, so they can call in and tell you what's up with them and give some more
now,
support. So,
how can cause see I have an artist myself, a female artist named Janu, and
Janu.
She rap. She do mainly rap. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
But I'm trying to get a real video done for her, cause we did a video for her down here,
mm-hmm.
and it was just to get people to see her, put it that way. But I mean, I want a real professional video, like something we can air on TV, you know what I'm saying,
okay.
Or possibly get it on MTV or something like that. I mean, I want to talk to you like about that, you know what I'm saying, specifically.
Okay, well,
if I can.
We're based in New York. As I said before, we can shoot it in New York if you want. There's a lot of nice locations here, and we have contacts for the people over here in the stations that we can send it
okay,
to.
Okay, so the main thing would be getting to New York.
That's all.
First.
Yeah.
Okay.
BET and MTV is here, so we can submit the video to them, but the decision is up for them to hear it. But we do have links to them directly, you know.
Okay.
And
okay.
What we do is try to get the video done and everything, and we have access to other. About 10 TV stations in New York and in the Caribbean. All right? So
okay.
What you can do is you check out my MySpace. MySpace has all my work on there. MySpace.com. The name of the company is called Interlude Pictures. That's Interlude, I-N-T-E-R-L-U-D-E, P-I-X-P-U-R-E-S. That's Interlude Pictures. You can even go on Google or Yahoo and search it. It will pop up. The videos are on there and everything.
With anybody, please write that down for me, because I'm actually driving right now. I'm in the streets. And my co-host is actually running the show for me.
1-1.
Okay, that's 813.
Let me get a pen, and I'll write this down.
Okay. Well, I'll still give you my number. My number is 813.
Got it.
436.
436.
7106.
7106. All right. I'm going to call
you
back.
And you can let your artist know that when you send me the tracks and we do actually play it, because I like to interview the artist too. You know what I'm saying? We like so where everybody can get familiar with them.
I'm going to tell all the artists that we know to get in touch with you directly.
Yeah. You can give them either that email or my telephone number. Either or. It doesn't matter. I'll pick up.
Okay. Give me that again.
Okay, what was that name again? Can you give it to him one more time?
Interlude Pictures.
All right. We're like the most in-demand guys right now in New York. You know what I mean? We're like really bombarded with a lot of music videos that we're directing. So we're up to about maybe 84 music videos we have done already. And we keep the cost down low. We get the work done professionally. You know what I'm saying? And save yourself a lot of money, you know? Plus, we already linked to the TV stations and the radio stations in New York. So, you check out my MySpace. It's at MySpace.com, Interlude Pictures. You can spell it with a C or you can spell it with an X. So, P-I-X-T-U-R-E-S and the word Interlude Pictures. All right? And from there, we can make a link, email me, we'll touch base. And I'm going to call you back, and we're going to discuss more about Janae, how we can help her. All right.
Does she have a
MySpace?
Yeah. You can actually check her out at myspace.com/Janu. That's J-A-N-U.
M-U.
The princess. Janu the princess. J-A-N-U. And then the princess. P-H-E-P-R-I-N-C-E-S-S. Janu the princess.
Okay.
Jay Jazz too, but that's like a main one that you can, you know, hear blues music. And then you can click on, like, you'll see my name, and you can click on my link, hear more blues. I mean, I got like 10 pages out there, not just MySpace, Neat Network. Hooked up with Teen Life Unlimited, which is we working with my brother on the phone, Ivy Wise, and we trying to get a teen movement push, which actually we can kind of conversate on that too, to see if you can help us, you know what I'm saying, get that accomplished and get some more exposure to it. So we definitely gonna network. I just, you know, thank the Lord for inviting me, because he.
Yeah, man, we're gonna help Vice Grip. We're gonna work with him in August. We're planning to know. We're gonna be shooting a music video for him real soon, and we're gonna be helping him getting him all the visuals he needs.
Hey, Liberton, you on the computer right now?
No, I'm not on the computer right now, cause I'm on the road. But what I'm gonna do when I get you, I'm gonna give you back a link on that, you know, and send the songs and everything to you.
See, I want to take. Email right now and send the information to my email, Obama Top Song,
okay.
Number two, email that OBAMATOPSONG, number 10, at gmail.com, Obama Top Song, gmail.com. And you can also go.
Put the 15 in there. Yeah, hold on to
the
yeah.
We are see, I'm the senator. Right.
We are Obama Top
Song. Song10@gmail.com. I'm going to send it there too.
Right. I listen to this now. This is a simple script. We can take it to MySpace, Facebook, Twitter, IC Color, all over. Just Google Vice Grip Obama, and that will take it to MySpace, IC Color, Facebook, and Vice Grip Unity Show, Blog Talk. Just, it's simple. Let's make it simple. That's a simple script. Just Vice, it is space bar key.
Mm-hmm.
P, it is just back to you once again.
Mm-hmm.
OBMA. Vice Grip Obama. Like I said, you Google Vice Grip Obama, and that will take it to Facebook, Twitter, MySpace, IC Color, and a lot of other sites as well.
So Vice Grip, your Smell is on also on your MySpace page?
Yeah, man. See, Smell is so good. He on my top friend list, man.
All right.
Hey,
he's
one of my.
That's what we're going to do. We're going to make the link today.
Yeah.
All right. Just give me like an hour and a half, and I'm going to make all the links. I'm going to go through everything, and we're going to work through. I'm going to help you guys, man. All right?
Yeah, man. Sometimes we have 3, 4, 5 radio shows that we do. Sometimes we have 12-hour shows that we do live, worldwide.
Oh,
people out of college listen to us live, man. Yeah, that's what I'm saying. We have it going, man.
You know, I tell you something with me because we're doing the editing, we're so busy. You know, for me to sit down and do like on the phone is very hard for me. But what I'm going to do, as I said before, because we're trying to get the real music out there to the artist. So, you know, bear with me. As I said, I am busy, but I'm going to definitely keep support of the show. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I know that you are busy. You don't know that so this is a worldwide link. You know, we have Jamaica, LAC, Europe, all of. Of luck, you know, Spain, Japan, England, all over, Canada, Africa, you name it all. We have all those places luck, you know, we have people all over the world calling. And
all
I don't know.
All right. Check this out. We understand you are a very, very busy man, and we appreciate that and respect that. But you mean to tell me you don't have 5-10 minutes to give to help promote your artists?
No, I do. What I'm going to do, during the week, the artist, I'm going to tell them about the show. I'm going to give them the numbers, the emails, everything, the MySpace, so all of us can be in sync, because there's a lot of artists over here that would love the chance to get the chance to talk to you. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
Don't
forget to put kwibwise@aol.com.
Hey, I'll be right back. I'm just going to jump in the shower real quick.
Yeah. Yes, my friend, what you do? You do producing, right?
No, I don't. I just create music videos. That's what I do.
Oh, okay. Okay, that's what's
up. You know what I'm saying? So when you want the visuals to get to this, the teenagers are a visual generation.
Yeah, and that's a lot what we're trying to reach is the teens. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
and I mean, our time is our. If I'm 31, brother, so you know what I'm saying. Right now, I'm looking at my next 30 years to get to 60. You know what I'm saying? My focus on the youth, though, is to get the youth from 15 to 30, you know what I'm saying? So they'll have a positive outlook for the next 15 years and some good music to fucking listen to. Not
right.
This old bullshit that they got in the industry today.
Right, right. We realize that the TV is where it's at. So TV on radio, as I said before, combine the both of them, it's even more powerful. So as I said before, if you know any artists out there that's doing something positive, from reggae to hip-hop to R&B, especially R&B, we need to bring that back. We can definitely help them. Let's talk with them and see what we can do to bring better music to the masses, you know?
Well, at the same time, we have to bring back the music, you know what I'm saying?
We're new artists. And that's the beautiful thing about it. We can really expose new artists. And the kids say, hey, man, I like this guy's song, you know? Blah, blah, blah. You know, who's this guy? This is Bioscoop. Oh, this is what he looks like. Yeah, that's what we want. And then support.
Give me an email address.
My email address?
Yeah.
My email address is I.
Come on, man. Pay the fuck attention, dog.
Okay.
God damn. What the fuck is going
on? You ready?
Yeah.
Okay. I'm gonna tell you what it is, and I'm going to spell it out. It's imixpromo@yahoo.com. imixpromo is spelled with two I's. imixpromo@yahoo.com. I'm going to repeat it again. Okay?
Uh-huh.
Okay. Yeah, iMix Promo. So it's imixpromo@yahoo.com.
Okay.
And also, when I email it today to your smellybtr@live.com, you're going to see my email address also. All right?
Yeah, but that's smelly. That's smelly. This is I.B. Wise, and I'm not where Smelly is. I'm in Las Vegas.
Okay. I.B. Wise.
Yeah.
Right. So your email is
KWIBWISE@AOL.com.
I got it. Okay. I'll email you, too. No problem. Okay.
All right.
Yeah,
this is Connect. Number Connect, man.
You got it.
That's
all
real.
Right. No problem. As I say, you know, just be on the lookout. They need help. We'll find a budget. We'll set something up for them, help them. You know what I'm saying? And MySpace, see all the work and everything. But once I link with you through the MySpace and through the emails, then all of us are going to be in sync.
It's all about Nick. It's all about working together, man.
Working together. You know what I mean? So as soon as we finish my script and he's on the TV, he's also going to be on the radio. Not only on not on the radio station that you guys are doing, but we'll also have him linked up to other stations here. Going in the Caribbean, and any artist that's fine, we'll give them the same thing to do. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. I mean, I feel it with a bunch of real artists, like Goofy Bone that's on the line. He's an artist, you know what I'm saying? But he's also a show host. You know what I'm saying? So he also has a bunch of actual artists. You know what I'm saying? That from California, because that's where he's out of. That send him music also, and that's. I mean, if you tune into one of our shows, like while we actively playing music, I mean, you will hear everything we play is indie artists only, no commercial, nothing that's currently on MTV, BET, VH1, and nothing that's currently playing on the radio. That's not indie to me. You know what I'm saying?
That's what we want to hear. That's what we want to hear. That's what we want to hear.
All right. Well, that's
all those are the cats we want to find. You know what I'm saying? Not that merry-go-round crap they're trying to push on us, man. We want to find real music, new music.
Yeah.
So what day is that when you're going to play that stuff? What day are you going to play that?
Actually, we you know, the show airs daily from 12 p.m. to 2 p.m. each and every day except for Sunday now, because I got stuff to do on Sunday. But Monday through Sunday, you know, if I'm not on the show, my co-host from Australia, Mr. Fox XXX, he'll be running the show. So you can still have your artists, you know what I'm saying, call in. And if they send me
no. Okay. All right, no problem. I heard you at 12 to 2 every day, right?
Yeah, so from 2 to 2, from 2 to 4. My show starts from 2 o'clock to 4 o'clock.
All right. As I said, I got to get everything lined up, everybody in sync up, and so forth. And as I said before, this is a whole new thing for us. So we're going to definitely spread the word, all right?
All right, man, I got you, homie. It's no problem, man. And I thank you. I definitely thank you for calling in, man. And thank you, too, man. You know what I'm saying? For the networking, man.
Yeah, man. It's all about, man. It's all about together, man. We're not going to be like this in the barrel, man.
That's right. All right. I'm going to, as I said, let me, when I get back, I'm going to do what I got to do. I'm going to send these emails out. We're going to make the link. And let's try to get that, man. And let's do what we can do. All right?
Yeah.
All right. What's up, man.
Did they get all my info? You get all my permission, right?
You get it. Well, as I said, I'm looking forward. I'm going to link up to the MySpace. I'm going to send it everything to ObamaTopSong10@gmail.com. Send it BTR at live.com. KYSKWIBWFE@AOL. I'm going to send those three out today. All right?
Right.
Right.
Remember, Google me as well.
Yes, mom. I have you done. I'm going to join up to the space and everything. All right.
Yeah, that was my space directly.
Yeah,
straight
I
to
don't want that, man. I'm going to do that as soon as I get on this thing.
It's, don't you see the say no turn on red? The fuck is you doing?
But this thing really live, boy. I'm telling you.
Oh, my bad. I'm in traffic, brother. My bad. Yeah, this show right here is called the Wrecking the Game Radio, where we are adults only, preferably 25 and up. And, yeah, this is all the way live. We are uncut, uncensored, and tell all your artists I prefer them to send me unedited music, none of that radio shit.
Okay.
If they cussing all the way through it, disrespecting, you know, fuck your mama all the way through it, hey, that's a reflection on them, and I still will play it.
Okay.
Yeah, we
definitely want to elevate too. So,
So you let me know. Promote them as is, man. I want as is artists, not no. You know what I'm saying? Studio artists. I want them as is. However they came out the studio putting that track down, however they was feeling that time. That's what I want. Not no bleeps all in it and blurs and scratches. You know, I want none of that. None of that.
Okay. Well, that sounds great. All right, no problem, man.
This is real radio. This is real radio.
This is really real radio.
This is real radio. Straight up.
All right.
But, yeah, if you send me that info, we can do it. Because we just had, have you heard of the group Juton?
No, I've heard of them.
They're out of Camden, New Jersey. If you get some time, man, you know, just type in the name J-U, T-A-U-N, and with a space, J-U with a space, T-A-U-N. But I mean, they're an indie group that we just had on the show last week. They was on my co-host's show, and I mean they're an excellent group though, and they also are looking, you know what I'm saying, for assistance. And they came to us humble, so we trying to humbly help them out. They dropping their own album the end of this month. You know what I'm saying, June 30th.
Okay.
So
As soon as we're going there, I'm gonna link you and tell you what they say.
That's what's up.
Whatever it is that they need, as I said, we can help them because we do have access to the TV stations over here. All right?
All right.
It's not only
that's
in New York, but
what's up,
also elsewhere. So in reflection to that, as we go through, I'm going to let people know in circles about your show and
right.
So they can tell their other artists and they can tell their fans plus other artists. So I'm willing to a lot of people over here. So we're going to
okay.
do what we need to do. From
that's what's up.
Yeah, from Ray Parker to George Benson, ASAP, Womack, David Ruffin Jr., a lot of stuff that we're helping over here right now. Andre, man, so much people, you know. Vice Grip will be helping, you know.
Yeah.
Ragalox, a lot of cats that we know over here in New York, man, representing over here. Eric Robinson, he's big. He's got to know about you guys. So we're going to do what we can do. I'm going to spread the word as fast as I can, all right?
Hey, man, as fast as you can and as fast as you get it back in return, bro.
You got it, man. No problem. I'm on it. All right.
All right. Thank you, brother. Be blessed. Thank you, brother.
I got work, but I want to talk. I want to link with you on the internet soon. All right.
All right. That's what's up.
Okay.
You don't know. Got a big show, but y'all live. You don't know.
Yes, man.
I want to be.
Vice, I'm gonna talk to you later.
Yeah, man.
Okay. That was cool, Vice Group. Thanks for doing that, man.
Blessed love. You don't know, sir. I thought we did.
man.
Hey, bless his love.
What are you
doing,
man? Y'all really don't know how many people, and I don't mean just bullshit run-of-the-mill people. I mean people just like that Vice has actually hooked me up with personally. I mean, they actually want to get shit done and are looking for people to get real shit done. Now, like I told them, not to just listen to no fucking music. I ain't into that. I'm not even that type of DJ. I ain't the type of nigga that you going to send some music to just to listen to. If you're not trying to promote yourself through that one song or two, three songs that you sending to me, I ain't no judge. I'm not no fucking hood idol. I don't do all that shit. I mean, I play real music for real people that want to hear some real good shit. Just like Tamla Fortuna will come on here and give it to you blood raw. If it's garbage, this shit is garbage. I mean, it's just point blank shit. Take it back to the drawing board and try again.
Shout out to Tamla Fortuna because she tells the damn truth.
Yeah, Tamla Fortuna. Shout out.
Damn
truth. You know, that's what it do.
I've got a link to the station, man. I don't know. These guys are international, all over the world, and do their thing, you know?
Yeah.
Hey, you know, Vice Grip, you know, brother, you've always been a part of us, man. So just remember that.
Yeah, man. I don't know. I have a lot of link, man. A lot of people want to work with me, man. A lot of people want me to do shows, you know? You know what I'm saying? Like I say, August 27th coming up over there in New York. But in New York, I have a big show to go and do. You know?
This is why I say, when it comes to the child out of the mission, you got three ties, and then you got the eye in the middle that's watching them all.
It's all about that. It's a come together and do networking together.
Networking is always a beautiful thing, everybody.
Because too.
Not only are you helping yourself, you're helping other people. And that's more better than just helping yourself, because once you get help, well, once you put out your help, trust me, it will come back in a different form.
Yeah,
it might, it might not be from them, but it will come back in a different form.
Yeah, because when you help your own self, though, when you help other people, you help yourself, though. But some people aren't looking at it that way.
Yeah, it's terrible. It's terrible.
Working, you know, working with each other to move forward. You know what I'm saying? And that's what we are doing right now.
Yep. So, anyways, like I was saying, this is we're all family, and family like this, it's unbreakable. But you guys got to watch out for those ones that do poison. And when you find those people, you eliminate them so they don't affect the family. Straight up. But anyways, I got to go get a haircut.
Yes, come on. You better go, right?
No, I'm leaving the house right now. I'm going to go get a haircut.
Okay.
I'm going to stay on the phone. Don't worry. Don't worry about me. I'll still be here.
Yeah. So where's the people on the radio station?
I don't know who. IB, you still with us?
Of course.
Well, come on, IB. Speak up.
I'm trying to sign this card.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry.
Hey, did you get my link, man? Did you get my link?
Huh?
Did you get my link?
I hear you.
Did you get my link?
Not yet. I got
Obama.
Vice Grip Obama.
Yeah,
Google. I can throw that up in the search on my site.
Go, put that up on that. So on Vice Grip Unity Show with you with Obama and his grandmother and my show, Vice Grip Unity Show, and that will take you to MySpace, Twitter, Facebook, IC Color, take you to a lot of other sites. You know? First thing I'm gonna see come up is admin.
So if I go to IC Color and put in Vice Grip Obama, I should be able to find you, right?
Definitely. In RB okay. Japan. Put in, if you go to RP color, you know, by RB, I pop right up.
But go to your blog talk page. Your blog talk radio profile got all your information right there.
Yeah.
Everything is on your blog talk. Your MySpace, your Twitter, your Facebook, everything is on your your blog talk profile. I mean, as far as us, as far as we.
But what I'm saying that if you Google me, everything will come up as well. You know, but if you go to Vice Group Unity Show, I'm right there, Twitter, Facebook, IC Color. You know, but you're not going to get IC Color from there. Unless you go to Google and Google Vice Group Obama, then it will get IC Color. Facebook, Twitter, MySpace, and a lot of other sites as well. So remember, my email address is obamatopsong10@gmail.com. Did you get that?
Everyone's there, no one's talking. Okay, I'm gonna play a song then.
Bless that, Nettie.
Where's Nettie's fine ass at?
Everyone gone to sleep, isn't it? Goofy, how you doing?
Where is she? Well, where is everybody?
She's there, man. She said that no one talking.
Well, where the fuck is everybody? Hello?
Everyone's on the phone.
Well, why isn't no one talking?
Smelly,
this is ridiculous.
Smelly just dropped out. Who's 208? That's IB, huh?
208 is IB.
Signing a card.
Excuse me, y'all. I'm on another call.
Okay. Well, what we're going to talk about is me. And the me that we're going to talk about is me loving all the women on Blog Talk Radio. And we're going to start with Miss Tasha. Miss Tasha, I love you.
That's all nice. The Goofy, you have a lot of love, man, to give to the ladies.
I wish I did.
I love you too, Goofy. You're going to be missed.
Oh, honey, don't worry.
What happened?
That month is going to go by so quick. Trust me.
What time is it over there in Australia?
I apologize, but I was on the call with somebody about
22 in the morning.
What time is it over there in Australia now?
It's 1:40 in the morning.
1:40 in the morning?
That's right.
That's bad. It's 10:45 now where I'm at.
Say that now.
Saturday now.
Tasha, do you ever sleep?
I do. I do sleep. I sleep about four hours.
From what I see, it's about two and a half hours a day.
I sleep enough. I sleep a lot, actually.
Uh-huh.
During the day, isn't it?
Huh?
Sleep during the day.
Sorry, I didn't understand that.
So if it's sleep during the day, it's sleep in the daytime.
No, I don't sleep during the day. I sleep after the shows, and then I wake up in the morning. I get about 4 hours sleep.
Okay.
I sleep enough. But 15 minutes of the show, y'all going to talk a little bit more?
So you're going to do your show? Y'all going to do your show today?
No, I'm not going to do a show today. I don't really feel like doing the show.
All right, everybody, I got to leave, but I'll hit you guys up later.
Okay. Bye, Goofy. All right,
bye. Love you, Tasha.
Love you too, hon.
Yes, Goofy, blessed love. See you more time, man. Leave.
I'm sorry?
Rachel, not so good. He's gone. He leaves.
His smelly dropped out. Yeah, he dropped out a while ago. It's just me, you, and IB. I think I might play a song, actually.
Okay. Where's your lady friend? She's sleeping?
She's gone. She left about an hour ago.
She was on the ear? She was on the radio? I never heard her on the radio.
She said hello. No, she said hello at the beginning, and then she didn't say much after that. Yeah. But anyway, I'm going to play a song.
No problem. Do your thing. No problem.
Thanks.
Dropping the jaw like she got cold. Put her hands on the wall like the black side. I try to show me you walk like she's that top model with the coke bottle body. You, I really wanna. Seen all this before, yeah, it's impressive. But what I'm wondering more leads to my obsession. Got down to the core, have I met you before? Gotta be, I'm sure.
Girl, you remind me of money, some love. Last June. The closer I'm getting.
Check this out. How you doing, girl?
Good.
I didn't get to talk to you all show. What you got on?
Nothing.
That's what I'm talking about. Shit, that's why you my co-host.
I got koala boots on. What the fuck is up with the koala boots?
I don't know. Shit, I'm waiting on you to send me some kangaroo footage or something. You know what I'm saying? All right, man. How's your night going, baby?
Yeah, good.
Yeah, good. Have a good morning. Am I having fun with your friend now? This bitch had a pool right next to me. God damn, don't you hate that? God, you be sitting out in my damn parking lot, and it's a million open fucking spots with a bitch pool right the fuck next to you. I'm like, God damn, you ain't seen my door open? Shit. I'm sorry. I was saying, your friend still there?
No, she left.
Oh, she wasn't welcome, huh? Hell no. Hell to the no, you ain't welcome using government names. You better give her a damn name when she come back, too. SC or something like that. When
she
government?
Didn't. She said it by mistake. She didn't even know
how
your name.
How did she even know my name?
What do you mean, how does she even know your name? That's not even your name.
All right. We'll leave it at that, then. We're going to leave it at
yeah.
that.
Yeah. Yes, we do.
We'll leave it at that. For I have to come in this phone, Freddy Krueger style, and start hitting some kangaroos. Yeah. Going down.
Huh.
Kangaroo can eat?
Kangaroo
can eat?
What?
You get what I say? If kangaroo can eat.
Is it a koala we can eat?
Kangaroo. You please kangaroo? Yes, I don't know.
Do I eat kangaroo? No, I ain't never tried it before. I mean, you don't see no kangaroo feet hanging around my rearview mirror or nothing. Yeah, motherfucker had lucky rabbit's feet and shit. Y'all got lucky kangaroo feet? Man, hang these around. This for good luck. You won't hit any kangaroos. Ain't nothing around your rear view.
Got people eat monkey. Yeah, monkey.
Yeah, you monkey before?
And I don't eat no meat, man. No kind of meat I don't eat, you know.
Oh, okay. You don't eat fish?
Sometimes.
Oh. Yeah, that's like my friends. They don't eat meat, but they'll eat fish and, well, I guess fish.
I don't eat fish, man. That's vegetable and fruit. You don't know.
Nothing wrong with that. Remember, I see you with your GQ fit on. Y'all right, GQ fit on with your top hat, you know what I'm saying? Posing like your Mr. Denzel 2000, you know. I see you on your MySpace. Posing.
Hey. You finished
your
beer? Huh? Aloe vera.
You drinking aloe vera right now?
Yeah.
Man, I drink aloe vera water every single day.
Natural tonic, man. You don't know that. Good for your body, man. Good for the health. You know, clean out the system. You know. Aloe vera. Talking about aloe vera, egg white, Guinea stout, and iron juice, man. You beat up that, man. Trust me. You know, that keep your body in good shape, man. Good health, man. You know what I'm saying? You say that you don't need no wash for, man. That clean your body and cleanse your body. You know what I'm saying? Keep you fit.
Hey, Tasha, I got a job for you. We need to get an interview set up with your boy right there singing that perfume song.
Okay.
And what's his name again?
Le Marvin.
Le Marvin. Yeah. Let's bring him on the show. He got some good music. That's some good music. I want to talk to him. See what he popping locking with. He popping locking with. Make sure you let Jukatown know they might be getting a contact from New York too. You know what I'm saying about
the video.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure he was serious about that. So, and being that they already got the jump, you know what I'm saying, already down there in the game. I mean, the only thing I see, do they have a actual video for their song? Like, you know what I'm saying? Do they get at me?
Not get at me, not yet, no, but they have one for Go Slow, and they're making another one at the moment for their new single.
Oh, okay. Yeah, so that's a blessing in disguise for them, you know. Yeah, y'all get some professional help, you know what I'm saying? Not saying that they work
ain't professional, you know what I'm saying? But when you can get somebody on the outside to look in on what you're doing, they can give you, you know what I'm saying, some more insight on how to make it, you know, a little bit better, or, you know, might give you some pointers on you know, don't do this and try this way, you know what I'm saying? Because there's somebody always more seasoned in the game than you are that can add to your game, you know what I'm saying, and what you're trying to do. That's why I always welcome, you know, contacts, because, shit, you never have too many contacts as long as they ain't MySpace friends. That's it. Real contacts, you know what I'm saying, is what we're looking for. So, well, y'all look out for Lee Marvin coming soon, Regular Game Radio. Make sure all y'all ladies out there keep your perfume on, huh? What you wear anyway, Tasha? What kind of perfume you wear?
I have about 35 bottles of perfume, so I'm wearing a different one every day.
Oh, you don't have no favorite? Like you always wear this most mainly?
Man,
if I bought you a bottle of perfume, I ain't going to buy no 35 bottles and shit. So if I had to buy you one bottle of perfume, what would it be?
See, that's hard.
I ain't never heard that. You asked me Cool Water. One damn bottle. A Curve. Two bottles.
Angel.
Okay, who make that?
Someone. I don't know.
I'm going to go in there and ask for some. Let me give some Angel perfume, and they going to know
it's
what I'm talking about.
It's in a Blue Star bottle. There's that one, there's Angel, or there's Dolce & Gabbana Light Blue.
Yeah, I know that Dolce. That Dolce, that shit, that smell. Ooh, boy, that's some good smelling shit.
Mm.
Hold on a second. Yeah, everybody want to know the court outcome. Motherfucker, I'm out of court. Shit, this be happening. Yeah. Because, damn, the first time I went to court, about no bullshit, about 7-8 people went to jail right in front of me. I was like, look at this shit here. Yeah, when you accept that 5-day plea, oh, yeah, they take your ass to jail right there in fucking court. Hell to the no. Dude talking about something, man, I can't turn myself in. No, sir, we're going to need you to just report back here. What the fuck for? A jail is you ain't even, when you turn yourself in down here in this little place called Plant City, they take your ass back to Tampa, which is where the main, they don't even have no jail. These motherfuckers got a courthouse, but no jail. So your ass will be spending your 5 days in Orient Road, which is our jail down here in Tampa Bay in Hillsborough County. But it's not bad, though, you know. Not bad. You get three half a square meals every day. Jazz ain't going to get full. Jazz will come in there and lose some weight. Shit. All y'all big people, I ain't going to recommend you go to jail. But if your ass go to jail, shit, you're going to be on that slim slow. But yeah. You will be losing some weight. So. All right. Well, shout out to you ever smell blue jeans?
Or the
red jeans? No, it's red jeans for women.
Red jeans, isn't it? Yeah.
Yeah, red jeans for women. Blue jeans. Oh man, I had this dude. I knew the dude from New York, and he hand dipped his own incense, and he dipped them in you know what I'm saying, body oils and stuff. So yeah, red jeans, blue jeans. And all that. So I was like, damn, well, that shit smell good in a bit. You know what I'm saying? That shit smell good in a bit and easily. So when you burn it, your whole house smell like red jeans, or it smell like blue jeans, or it smell like Cool Water, Curve. You know what I'm saying? What is it, White Diamond? You know what I'm saying? I was like, damn, boy. Those other dudes that dip incense, they dip them, but it'd be like strawberry and pina colada, all the old fruity-ass flavor. I don't believe with all that shit. Fuck that fruit shit.
But that's what's up. What happened? Everybody hung up?
No,
We got
1 minute.
Huh?
1 minute left to the shizzle?
We have 1 minute.
All right. Well, give you shout outs, girl, because hell, it was your show today. You handled it. Thank you very much. That's my shout out to you.
Well, I give a shout out to everybody that came through. And I just want to give a shout out to Angel Eyes and Mike Henderson, Mo Blue, and Miss Mika. Love all of you.
All of them in the chat room?
That's all that's in the chat room. Everyone else is gone.
Damn, well, shouts out to all y'all people. Mike Henderson, Mo Blue Girl, what my song is. Never Weed No More. Don't forget, y'all, we got that remix, me and Mo Blue, called Never
and
No Ivy's More.
And Ivy's on the phone.
The weed
supposed
to remix.
Yeah, my computer crashed again, so I'm not in
the chat. Your goddamn computer is like my bitch Mo. Man, you might need to go to my house. We might need to switch services up and shit. I get
my
Verizon,
computer,
you get buyout.
My computer is dyslexic.
Oh, it's the computer itself, not your internet.
It's rough, man. I'm trying to handle this teen life business.
Mm-hmm.
And handle my 17-month-old daughter, who is determined to be crazy as hell.
She want a host.
She wants all the attention and she wants it.
She want a host. You want to be on the show. Is she talking yet?
Huh?
Is she talking yet?
Well, her brother's name is Earl. There's only two things she can say, and that's Earl and shit.
Damn. Damn.
Yeah, that's what I said.
That ain't a good look for him, because she was linking his name up with shit. You know what I'm saying? Earl. Shit. Uh-huh. I don't think that's a good look for him.
Uh-huh.
That ain't a good look. That's what he's going to be getting called when he get older. I forgot that. Where'd she get the shit from?
Huh?
Where'd she pick that up from? That's one of your favorite words or something?
Yeah.
You know that's why they always pick up your favorite words and shit. The favorite things you like to say. This shit, Marapuca. Marapuca!
Yeah, but, I mean, can't you hear us? Can't you hear
us? Can't you hear?
You don't hear her screaming in the background?
No, I hear a bunch of air and some tapping, like somebody tapping on the phone.
No, well, that's my Skype.
Oh.
My Skype is also charged.
Oh, okay. Yeah, it's making a click-click noise like it's doing a seance or something. Click-click, click-click.
Hey, I'm starting to feel like my phone is being tapped. I don't know why.
Something? Hey, I don't know why either, brother.
Hey, it's all good. It's up. Hey, you yelled at me, man.
I did?
Yeah, when I asked that brother for his email address, you said, "Damn, man, pay attention."
I did?
And you hurt my
feelings. You said that was me?
Bro. Yeah.
You said I was even on the phone, nigga. I got disconnected about 4 or 5 times.
But hey.
But I know I be wise, and I know you wise enough to know, brother, that I don't never say nothing disrespectful to people unless it's warranted.
Well, I'm not saying it was disrespectful.
That is disrespectful.
You hurt my feelings.
Oh, well, I ain't worried about that shit.
Oh, thank you very much. Thank you very damn much.
Feelings. I thought you were talking about a woman. I heard a woman feeling. Nigga, you can't hurt no man feeling. What kind of shit is that? Man up, nigga. Man up.
Yeah, okay. I got you, family.
Yeah, your daddy used to do you. Man up, boy. Don't hear no tears. Man up. Like, man
I'm
up.
Man
what
up. As soon as I get back in the chat room. With the car, right?
Yeah, you know that. You know, now you okay. Finna just go ahead and blast me on the chat, huh? It don't even matter. It's 2:03, nigga. The show is already over.
Oh, yeah.
Flash chat that. Flash chat that, bro.
Hey, but you know what? We things are gonna start happening, man. We getting ready to get into some real good things.
We need some milk. Oh shit.
And it's gonna work out, bro.
It's
I can feel it.
Yeah, I know that.
Right,
I mean, you see them contacts, brother. I'm telling you, man, this is like I told Sadie J on the private line, man. This trilateral commission was unintentional to get the attention that it's getting. But I mean, I thank the Lord for all the attention that it is getting. You feel me? And what is and the positive vibe that it's actually creating, man. And the links that it's been opened up the door for everybody. And this Teen Life Unlimited, brother. I mean, I hope that you are really ready to take this to the next level. And don't be mad, brother, if you have to split off from that goddamn lady, man. I'm telling you. Because you got to do what you got to do to make this shit survive and be bigger than better than what your thoughts were. Because we always think one way, and shit always turns out better than what we could ever have fucking expected it. But if you got motherfuckers that want to hold you back from that, you can't vibe with them, brother. You cannot vibe with them. And I don't want to, you know what I'm saying? I don't want to vibe with nobody like that.
I found out that selfishness in a business is not going to make that business thrive.
Right.
You know, and she, at times, she sounds like my son. When I first got hooked up with Blog Talk with my son, you know, I kind of boosted the ratings and started bringing in a hell of a lot more listeners because my son asked me to step in and give them a hand. But then once the show got off the ground and things started popping, you know what I'm saying, and the listening numbers started building up, he decided that he was too big for Blog Talk, so he wanted to go elsewhere. So he decided to go to .com, which is all well and good if you can handle that.
Yeah,
but then he had the nerve one Sunday night to tell me online what happened. With tons of people listening, he said, "Dad, you know, you ought to stay here on Blog Talk while we move over to HMBRecords.com.
Why is that?
And the phone just started ringing off the hook, man, and everybody was like, how the hell are you going to ask your father after he got you where you are, how the hell are you going to ask him to stay behind while you move off to something new?
Damn, brother, that ain't even good reflection on anything.
You know,
upbringing, morals, I mean, you just violated all of that.
Oh, yeah, see, and
you violated all of that,
brother. The thing with and Teen Life is I decided to put this website together because they didn't have one. You know what I'm saying? They were moving too slow on trying to build up an interest base. So I jumped in there, put this together, started contacting people, you know what I'm saying, bringing some more support in. Now she kind of gives me the impression that I'm doing more than she expected me to do. I'm doing too much.
Yeah, and I hate that shit. I hate bitch do more.
I can't stand it.
Shit.
I can't stand it. Because she's telling me she wants all of the glory. You know what I'm saying? She wants all the recognition. She just don't want to put the work in.
Well, she don't want to talk to smell so good, man, because I ain't going to have it. I don't see how I just did. You feel me? That's how I kick my game. But I don't try to keep contacts from nobody. I mean, I believe the more the merrier. You feel me?
Right.
I mean, if you know it, and I mean, if I ever need the information again, I know where to get it back at. You know what I'm saying?
That's
so that's the whole key to it. How you doing, brother?
All right. Thank you very much, man. Hey, that's a quarter for you, brother. That's for the city.
Thank you.
All right.
Hey, my brother. You hear me?
Yeah.
Hey, man. That's the same thing Vice Group singing about. We fight. Come up for fight against each other more than we help each other. But if the people like those, they're not only fighting against you, they're fighting against their own self. Because
their own self, yeah.
Sometimes when they do that, when they rise, they fall right back to where they're coming from.
But people want to be so much of a leader, man, and don't know how to share in the leadership. I mean,
that's right.
I mean, yeah, bro. I mean, yeah. I mean, it only takes a leader to get shit started, to get the movement started. After that, it takes all of us to make this shit motherfucking work and run smoothly. So, I mean, that makes us everybody a leader. I mean, Tasha's my leader right now. She leading me. You know what I'm saying? Because I can't be there. But the show is still going on.
Uh-huh.
It ain't stopped.
And that's
it
what
could
it
have.
Be.
Yeah. I mean, that's vice versa with anybody's show, man. I mean, if you can't be there, I'm going to be there. You feel me? Even with Goofy Ball, I mean, he might be gone, I mean, off of the radio, but his music ain't going to stop being played. His representation ain't going to stop being played. You know what I'm saying? And so the memory is always, regardless if he left for a year, I wouldn't give a shit. You know what I'm saying? He trilateral commission. That's it.
And that's
you
the
know?
Same thing with Vice Grip. That's the same thing with Vice Grip as well.
And that's what it's supposed to be, man. It don't matter. It's like weak links in the chain, man. If you got a weak link in the chain, that bitch gonna pop in a minute. I mean, these are nothing but strong contacts and links that we making in this chain that don't need to be broken by nothing. And I called Seti on the motherfucking on his personal line, and I talked to Goofy, you know what I'm saying, personally about all the shit that done, you know what I'm saying, in the past couple of days, you know what I'm saying, that popped off. Regarding the trilateral commission, the shit that popped off regarding them two with their so-called, you know what I'm saying, fallout, which is bullshit, you know what I'm saying? But if little fucking rumors started getting started, they blow up into big shit, you know what I'm saying? So I'm not, okay, so I'm not trying to, you know, I we don't need that, man. I mean, we really got too many loving people that don't mind saying love out their mouth and mean it, you know what I'm saying? The other scared motherfuckers. What the hell is that?
What's that?
The Hello?
Is an ideal choice for sales.
Hey, what's up, man?
Launches and
what the hell is that?
Ask to speak to our function sales coordinator during office
I'm
hours.
I'm trying to figure out what is that?
Can help you.
Who got a better commercial plan? Oh, no, it's Tasha. She got us on hold. That's her hold music.
Huh?
That is Tasha's whole music. She got us on hold.
Don't you know that we're talking?
No, she don't know that the whole music comes on, though.
Huh?
Nah, it's on overdrive. I put it in the other gear car. Look. It's all good.
Thank you for
listen, people. I'm trying to hang up anyways, man. Alright. And, because I am driving and the show is over, y'all got all the contacts. Check your email and just stick to networking, brothers. You know what I'm saying? And much love for everybody for coming on the show, man. You know what I'm saying? I thank you very much. And I'll definitely be on tomorrow. And we'll network once again.
For sure.
All right, Abby. All right, all right, Goof.
Hey, I
can't see that, man.
I'm in corporate rooms.
Yeah, that's it. That's it. You have
it. I'll catch up with y'all in the group.
All right, that's what's up. That's what's up.
Green LCD TV.
Peace.
Yes, my man. I need to get back to the next, man.
Wait a minute, Vice. Hold up. I can barely understand anything with this elevator music going on. I feel like I'm headed to the second floor.
Hold on. Tasha.
Yeah.
Tasha, please, baby. You can't do that ever again. You know you got home music. I thought we was on the damn real radio. The fucking Hotels.com was playing.
What do you mean?
When your whole music was playing a Hotels.com advertisement.
We are hey. Now, somebody.
You know what happened? It cut out on me. And then I was like, hello, 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 and didn't say anything, so I hung up the phone. And then all of a sudden it rings back. I'm like, who the fuck's this ringing me?
Damn.
Oh, my God. I'm so sorry.
Yeah, can we blow? We like, what the fuck? Okay, well, hurry up real quick before we hang up. Exchange the information, baby.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
So did you get a lot of Vice Grip information?
I'm trying to turn my shit up so I can hear over all this other stuff.
Did you get Vice Grip Link?
No.
Obama Top Song, number 10, Dreamy Left Home.
Wait a minute. Obama?
Top Song.
Spell it.
Hold on.
I got Obama.
Yeah? All right. T as in
Tom. O-B-A-M-A.
Yes. T as in Tom.
Top Song. T-O-P. Song. S-O-N-G.
Yes, T-O-P-S-O-N-G. Number 10.
Yeah, you got to say it quick because this phone about to click off.
T-O-P.
T-O-P-S-O-N-G. Number 10 at gmail.com.
Okay, I got it.
Obama Top Song, number 10, gmail.com. And Google Vice Grip Obama, and that will take you to my IC color, and then you can add me. Not only right. IC color, but MySpace.
Or go to his Blog Talk Radio profile page, and everything is on there besides that IC color page.
That's what I'm getting ready to do. I'm getting ready to Google that right now.
All right, that's what's up. That's what's up. Miss Tasha, my love. My beauty, my queen. Yes, my brother.
Give me your number. Give me your number,
Smelly. 813.
413.
436. Yeah. 7106. That's my cell phone. It's always on. If I don't answer, that means I'm in the car driving, and then I'll you know. Normally, I don't answer when I'm driving.
And all right, script,
I'm locking
it. Five script number is
954-709-7442.
And that's Vice. Yeah, 954-709-7442, and that's Vice script. You can reach
947. I'm locking all that in my phone right now.
Right.
Yeah. And look me up on Skype. I'm on Skype too. So I mean, if you got a Skype account, brother, I'm on there too. You look up DJ Smells real good. I'm on the Skype too.
Skype.
All right, I'm gonna do that Skype. Too.
Yeah, we can Skype. Skype. What the hell is up with all this traffic? You know, we gotta get the fuck off of this.
Oh man.
What's up?
No, I was just saying I'm being overrun with ants.
Hell no. Nah.
Just fuck with me, man. I don't like shit crawling around my desk.
Oh, they sugar ants. Somebody will drop some soda.
Probably the baby. And peanut butter and ice cream.
Yeah.
And cookies and anything that she can't hide, she hides. For real, man. I found whole peanut butter sandwiches in the cushions on the couch.
Damn. That's a kid for you right there, boy.
Mm-hmm.
That's why parents, you know what I'm saying, out there, if you are planning to have kids, or and you should know this already before you have kids, don't go out and buy you no leather couches. Don't go out and buy you no brand-new china dishes and shit like that. And if you do all that, don't get mad if a motherfucking baby fucks this shit up.
Right.
That's their job, to be a motherfucking kid. Kids fuck shit up.
Hey, you know? one of my most prized possessions is my glass chess set that I got set up in my living room.
Mm-hmm.
I got to damn near put it in a bulletproof case.
I was going to say. But listen, right before we get off the phone, did y'all hear about the white dude that had the little online reality show? About his kids, talking about something about kids, and they show one scene, then that was when the neighbor finally called the damn police, where the little girl, he got the night vision cam on, the little girl walk in there, and she like smacked the dad on the face while he's sleeping. I mean, she popped his ass hard now. I guess that was a weird wake up. But you know how kids do. She popped him, but he just, you know how your reflexes, I mean, he hit the little girl, he smacked her so hard. I mean, and this was just a tap. I mean, a pow. This is a quick pow. That her neck snapped back, and the little girl fell on the ground.
Oh man.
So did they get her? They got her. I mean, you know, they didn't
See, he's saying that he didn't do it intentionally, you know what I'm saying? Because when they showed him the video, he was like, oh, man, I really, honestly, he said, I feel bad because I didn't know I hit her that hard, you know what I'm saying? She woke me out of my sleep.
Yeah.
And I tapped
but
her.
But you got to remember, man, people got to remember, children, especially little kids, you know what I'm saying, their bones and shit are so goddamn weak that the slightest thing can fuck them up for life.
Well, Craig, bro, I mean, this... from a tap though to your face and you fall to the ground, come on, man. I mean,
yeah.
her head jerked. I mean, like you know how we do that old high Hitler and we hit you with the palm of my hand and, you know what I'm saying, your head go back.
Yeah.
He did that to her with a slap, though, with a slap to her face. So they got him in counseling. They didn't arrest him and shit. You know what I'm saying? You know how that goes. The niggas, they would have had his ass all shit me.
Uh-huh.
Bitch, you would have been on child support and every goddamn thing else you wasn't on child support.
Yeah, man, looking at
in jail. Then when you got out of jail, bitch, you go ahead and do some probation and then you got that 2 years of counseling and shit for fucking child
that's
abuse.
Right, if it was one of us, we'd have been looking at 5 to 10 for child abuse.
It's a child abuse. And this shit videotape. He videotaping this shit. He got this shit online so, you know, so-called America can see how him and his kids, you know what I'm saying, how he disciplines his kids, called stepdad or dad, some shit like that, some bullshit.
Uh-huh.
But, yeah, man. Well,
that shit is crazy. But we got to get on. I got a meeting with the director of Teen Life in a few minutes. We got to get on this team movement thing.
Bring her on the radio, brother. Bring her on the radio so because
she will be on the Nasiba show Sunday.
On who show?
Nasiba.
Nasiba. Okay, I have to check that.
Yeah. As a matter of fact, as soon as I find it, I'll get the, because she didn't send me an email. She sent an email to my wife. But as soon as I get the email, I'll send you the link.
Do that. I definitely want to just kind of speak to her, you know, let her know, man, this ain't all about you, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
This is a movement, and I'm from Tampa, Florida, letting you know that I believe in your movement, I support your movement, but you're going to have to step your game up on this movement if you want this movement to motherfucking move.
Right.
And that's just point blank period. So, hey, to me, you my captain right now, you know what I'm saying? And she the co-captain.
Hey. Just keep in mind that you're dealing.
But I'm dealing with a woman,
woman,
man.
You're
I'm dealing
with
a woman.
Woman.
As long as she ain't scorned, I'm fine. We can talk.
As
she a black woman scorned.
Scorned.
No, scorned. Yeah, you don't want to fuck with a black woman
scorned.
Scorned,
same thing. Same
yeah,
thing, scorned
yeah,
or
yeah,
scorned.
Yeah. So if she got that, I know that, though. I would know that from talking to her off top. If she tell me, nah, fuck that, if she started talking ignorant, and then you would see me politely exit motherfucking stage left, and that would be the end of that shit there. And we would still focus on our own teams with a Z on the end of that bitch.
Right.
Life Unlimited. Teams, Life Unlimited. That's what we just have to call it. So people won't get totally off of the picture of what we trying to do. You feel what I'm saying?
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, that's all you do, brother. You man, fuck that. There ain't no one, like good of mom say, one monkey don't stop no show.
Right. I mean, because like
you
I
know?
Said, man, she sometimes give me the impression that I'm doing more than she expected me to do, because if she's not going to get the recognition for it, she knows she's not going to approve it. But that's on her. You know what I'm saying? Because I'm going to do my thing regardless.
No, that.
And my thing is what matters to me.
Right. Well, and that should be the teens, because that's what matters to me, man. It's all
right.
About the teens, baby. That's what I'm supporting. Teens and kids, brother.
Okay.
You know?
Hey, and I just, Pastor Varian's just signed up. You know,
Pastor
and like I said, man, Pastor Varian.
I don't know what that is.
She just signed up yesterday. Well, she's got a show on Blog Talk. But, you know, that's the thing I was talking about, man. So far, it's the networking that we do, you know, because I noticed on every show of yours, at least 2 or 3 times, you throw Teen Life out there.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, but besides, I mean, every time you got to kind of keep it out there, brother. If you keep saying it, then it will stay in reputation. Come on, you slow motherfucker. You get your ragged ass out of the way.
You know? But you take a look, so far, all of the networking that's being done is being done by us.
Yeah. Hey, man.
You know, get Tina Nelson. And come on, a nigga with three names, Tina Nelson Dillard, what the fuck is going on with that shit?
Damn, that's a throwback name. That's like Anna Mae, Martha and shit. What the hell?
Yeah, you know what it
is.
That's one of them black wannabe whites. Hey, yo, I got to go. That's them. They're knocking on the door.
Well, do what you do. Do what you do, homie. Appreciate the IB.
All right, fam.
Most definitely. All right. Vice, I'm a holler later. My lovely co-host. Actual host. Thank you, baby, for standing up, you know what I'm saying, 2:30 in the morning once again. You're always my late night rider,
girl.
That's
okay.
My late night ride. I forgot where we was at. Thought we was on the personal line. Yeah, what happened to my morning cup of Tasha anyway? I don't get my morning cup no more.
I was busy.
Oh.
This morning. Well, today, tonight for me, this morning for you. I had my friend here and stuff.
Oh, okay. Ain't nothing wrong with that. Shout out to your friend, team, Miss Stacy, you know what I'm saying? Coming through, showing some love. Thank us. Tell her thank you for coming on the show. Don't be a stranger. You got to be a stranger. Tell her come back, check it out. We won't piss on her too much or piss her out. Something like that.
Yeah,
next time.
I don't think she's going to be coming back to the show.
It'll be all right. Everybody loves smelly show. They all come back.
Mm-hmm.
That's what's up.
Okay.
Yeah. But, let me know about the late Marvin, and I'll, you know, because I got some other, I'm trying to get Buju Bonton. I'm really working on him, waiting on the email from him. So we'll see what deal is. This is the summer of hosting for artists, you know what I'm saying? Get us a lot of artists lined up with the help of Brother Dennis, you know what I'm saying? Playing some more artists our way so we can get them pumped up in the States and get them pumped up in Australia. And whatever you find an Australian hip-hop artist, you know what I'm saying? Shit, tell us they have to call into the show. Represent.
Yeah, for sure.
So have a great night. I know you're going to bed. Well,
yeah,
you might be going to bed. Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Vice Grip need a lot. Now, computer, man, I can't check my matches or nothing. Oh, your computer now? Yeah, man, my computer broke, man. It broke, Japan broke, and the makeup yard drive and the mother's board and everything, man. I know, I can't check my mail and, you know. You got the library around? Huh? The library. Yeah, but got free computers for you to use? They don't want to give more than half of them. Well, shit, sit there for a half hour, then get up, and then sit your ass back down for another half hour. I mean, they normally only, like, well, I know they do it here. If you use the computer here and it's for a half hour, there's nobody in line, you can stay on as long as you want. The half hour is just for people, you know what I'm saying, like to get on this shit and don't know how to get the fuck off. That's all that's about. So they shouldn't say nothing, though. If you sign up and ain't nobody in there using it, yeah, if so, you know what I'm saying, get out of line, let somebody use it, sign back up, you know what I'm saying, and reuse that motherfucker until you finish your business.
I got like a thousand email to check.
Yeah. So, I mean, check the important ones, not the spam mail shit that everybody keep fucking sending you and shit. That's what take all your time up. Goddamn spam, man. So
what
sometimes you get you delete your important email because you know you try to get everything over quick. You know. So you end up delete your important email, you know. Mitchell.
Yeah. All right. Well, I got to get up out of here, get off this phone. Thank you, Lord, for now giving me a ticket and allowing me to do the show live with my beautiful, lovely Natasha Triple X, all the way from Australia, holding it down. And dobro noche to everyone, and especially my co-host. Yeah, that's Macedonian for good night.
Thank you.
No, dobro noche. Yeah. I got a Cuban fellow sitting next to me. He wanted me to say something. Buenos noches. No, not buenos noches. It's dobro noche. That's how we talk here. We only talk Macedonian here. Or in Vietnamese.
Buenos días, mañana.
Yeah, well, that's a good day, and I'll see you tomorrow. But same to you, bro.
Mariana.
El ditto to you.
Bonita tiene mucho peso. Nada.
Oh, man, I ain't trying to hear all that. I ain't speaking fluently. I understand, but then I don't understand.
So tiene poquito trabajo, tiene mucho. Nada.
Un poquito is a little bit, so that means, yeah, I only know a little bit, and that means I only speak a little bit. That means I understand a little bit.
Donde?
Man, listen, brother, tomorrow we're going to have a fucking show all about the first hour we're going to talk Spanish, speak Spanish, and the second hour we're going to speak some motherfucking Macedonian. How about that? It's all about languages tomorrow. It's Language Saturday. Yeah, everybody in agreement with that. I have my Cuban homeboy tell y'all some dirty words and all that shit. And then we'll learn some dirty words in Macedonian. That's the only way you learn some other language.
It's all about networking tomorrow. It's all about the music tomorrow.
Oh, yeah. As soon as he send me them tracks, man, I mean, I upload them on the show. And we're going to get these artists in rotation, man. And, you know, it's time to network. But I really want to get my artist a video. And that's my first priority, you know what I'm saying? Because she done opened up for this person, that person. She done did shows here, shows there. I mean, but we need that video so we can really, you know what I'm saying, hit the streets and the image gets out there. And I want it out there in a good way, though, you know what I'm saying, a professional way, so.
I want to know which direction the music is going in the sky right now, you know. The economical crisis is turning everything upside down. So it's like, you know, I know that the economical crisis is affecting the music industry, and it's like it's turning the music around. So right now, I don't know which way the music is going now. So right now, so, you know, get other people's opinions, you know, about this music, you know. I mean, work with the other people, because how to get it.
Anyway, guys, I've got to go.
Yeah, we do too. We got to get up out of here. All right, love. I'll let you live, man.
Okay.
All right.
Bye.
See you tomorrow. All right.
Bye.
Peace.